98.1 KZE. Welcome to the first Friends Day of 2025. I am delighted to welcome to the KZE studio for the first time as a Friends Day guest from Kingston, New York, Alex Castle.
Looks like we're through the worst. I think the bubbles burst. We're nearly back to normal, knock on wood. We're all quadruple vaxxed. The science and the facts and the numbers and the data all look good. It's probably safe. Give all this a rest. But before we do, may I first suggest, how about we keep the mask? It does a certain something for your eyes. What say we mask and keep a little mystery alive? We're probably not about to catch our death, but do we really need to smell each other's breath? What do you say we keep the mask? I hated it at first. I had to be coerced. So itchy, my skin went right to hell. But now no one I meet at the store or on the street. See, I'm out here talking to myself. How about we keep the mask? We've muffled all your wine into a pee. I wanna keep the mask so I'm not so distracted by your teeth. I put it in a song so you wouldn't take it wrong. I hope it's not an unpersuasive case, like a surgeon or a sphinx. No one knows what you think when you're covering resting face. No offense, just thought I'd ask, how about we keep the mask? It suits you, if I may be so bold. I say we keep the mask until they find a vaccine for a cold. Until they find a vaccine for a cold. Until they find a vaccine for a cold.
98.1 KZE, Alex Castle in the studio with me for the first time as a Friends Day guest. Alex, thank you so much for being here. Welcome to the KZE studios.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, that was great and timely.
Thank you.
You know, since you just heard, I had COVID and my guest had probably norovirus. And how's your health in 2025?
It's been all right. I got sick a few weeks ago, so I think I'm in the clear.
Good.
For a little bit.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. Well, your songs are terrific. I've been a fan of the two holiday tunes you sent over last year.
Yes.
Been playing those 2 years in a row now. Tell me a little bit about your music. Where do you come from?
I spent a long time in Brooklyn, New York, and used to play around in the sort of in the comedy scene. I was friends with a lot of comics back in the day, and I did a lot of comedy shows at bars and at comedy clubs. And moved up here about 3 years ago and been playing around mostly in Woodstock. And this past summer, this guy here playing the dobro, Ethan Klee, he worked with me to make a record called Parsley, Sage, Rosemary, End Times. So,
End Times.
End Times.
Yes. Great name. Okay, so the comedy is deliberate. I mean, not that it was never delivered, but your songs tend to be very funny.
Well, I try. You know, sometimes they just end up very clever.
If you do say so yourself.
Funny's tough, you know. Funny's a tough bar to clear, but I do always try for it.
Yeah, well, I think they're funny.
Yeah, thank you.
They are funny.
Thank you.
Yeah, you got another one for us? Love to just hear more.
What was the other one? All right, yeah. I'm seeking therapy.
98.1 KZE, Alex Castle in the studio from Kingston, New York on Friends Day, brought to you by the Lemon Squeeze in New Paltz. The album is Parsley, Sage, Rosemary, End Times. Is that available now?
It sure is. It's on all the streaming platforms.
Yeah.
Everywhere you don't pay for music, as my friend Ezra says.
I always recommend going to Bandcamp and buying an album.
Yeah.
Especially when we're talking about independent artists.
Absolutely.
Yeah. These are very observational songs that we've heard so far, kind of relatable to things that we're all kind of going through together as a society. Is that was that the idea?
That was the idea. I mean, truthfully, I thought of this title. I thought it was a great title.
It is.
And then I thought, well, I have some songs. And once I started to look at what I have, because most of my songs are funnier, not sad, about sad things. But I started to look at what I have, and I was like, I got enough to fit this title. I could make this work. Stuff about pandemic, about depression, about fun things like that.
Yeah, which, I mean, you have to be able to joke about these things.
Yeah.
Not that it takes away from the heaviness of the topic, but just we're all going through all of this stuff, and if we don't make jokes about it, we're gonna go insane.
I find that it helps.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it absolutely does. And if you can make jokes about it, write songs about it, and if you can write songs that have jokes in them, then you're a special breed.
Even better.
Yeah.
It's tough to book.
Is it?
It is, yes.
All right, well, Alex is looking for shows. You heard it here.
Yeah. What's the idea of, like, everybody's favorite, comedian's movie is the sad one? It's like What Dreams May Come. And everybody's like, oh, we're so good because Robin Williams usually makes me laugh. this is just your one-hour photo.
Yeah. absolutely. It is, yeah.
Yeah.
The next one will be more fun. That's coming out hopefully later this year.
Okay. Yeah. You live in Kingston, right?
I do.
How long you been up here?
About 3 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
What brought you to the Hudson Valley?
I moved out to Colorado for a few years. I was in the city in Brooklyn for about 14 years. And then moved out to Colorado for a job. And then the pandemic kind of ruined the job.
Mm-hmm. As it did.
Yeah. And I found while I was gone that all my friends moved up here. So, decided to come be back with our people.
Where the community is.
Out.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's been going great.
Yeah.
Having a good time. Love it around here.
Like, it's a beautiful music community. I mean, that's what
what I'm finding. I've had a much easier time getting my thing on than I have anywhere since living in the city.
Yeah. Sure. I mean, my listeners are probably sick of hearing me tell this story, but that's what kept me up here all those years ago was, I didn't even know. This sounds insane, but I don't think I knew there was such thing as a local music scene until I moved to the Hudson Valley and then went to see Snow Bear at Snugs. And I was like, wait, this is good.
Yeah.
And it was only $5.
Yeah. Yeah. Fantastic. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, glad to be a part of it.
Yeah. Glad to have you here.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. Alex Castle is my guest at Parsley, Sage, Rosemary, End Times is the album. It's available now. And as always, encourage you to go to Bandcamp and spend a few bucks on it. Support local music. Do you have one more for us?
We sure do.
I would love that.
Let me turn on your guitar mic.
They brought the wrong toast with my breakfast in bed. Whole wheat, not white, I specifically said. I don't even know why I bother. I wish I was dead. There's no ladder to climb at the top of the hill. My women come willing, my drinks are well chilled, and I can't remember the last time I felt something even remotely resembling a thrill. Ennui, poor me, I'm miserable here in the top tower suite. The view from the top isn't quite what I thought it would be.
My analyst said, think big picture. You're clearly ahead of the game. I don't see the point, so let's roll one more joint and complain. And complain. And complain. Are unbearably bleak. But all things considered, the least you can do is not fuck up my order for calming green tea, honey. Poor me. You can't comprehend my unique misery. The song in my head's in a decidedly minor key. Poor me,
Alex Castle, live on Friends Day 98.1 KZE, brought to you by The Lemon Squeeze in New Pulse. The new album is Parsley, Sage, Rosemary, End Times, and you can find that wherever you find music. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
You guys sound wonderful. Yeah. I love the songs. Yeah. I'm going to be spinning them. Yeah. And join us again soon. Oh, socials?
Oh, yeah. Alex Castle, 718 on all of them.
Excellent.
Yeah. And yeah, listen to the record. We love it. Next one's coming soon.
Right on. Thank you so much. We'll see you next time.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it.
We got your community bulletin board and Valerie June up next on 98.1 KZE.